Welcome to In the Kitchen at KSRO, the Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So I am doing well. You had your inaugural, this was like a trial by pie.
Right.
Last Sunday,
yes.
You were, for the first time, a Gravenstein apple pie judge.
It was so fun.
Was it exciting?
And I was very full, but not as full as you, apparently. We had a few less pies than there have been
in
the
past. Well, I started judging pies in 2002 and until 2020 or so.
Yeah.
And I went home not feeling well at times, but you used discretion.
I went home feeling pretty good. I felt all right. We tasted, I think, 13 pies.
That's good.
Including kids who entered the contest, a youth competition. And I think my favorite part, I think we had six or seven judges. And the best part is just seeing how different everyone's taste is. Some people like a crumble, some people don't, some people like more lemon, some people want a little, I think we all agreed, a little more salt, actually, like to bring out some of the tart and sweet and all the other stuff was a good call. But really just so fun to talk about pie. What a fun activity for a Sunday afternoon.
In Mendocino County, this restaurant has put Mendocino on the map. I first went to Cafe Beaujolais in 1979, right after Margaret Fox had opened, and the San Francisco Chronicle wrote some glowing reviews 1979-80. And I've been back several times over the years. And it's wonderful, this historic property that's been around for, 150 years or something, through multiple owners, is now in the capable hands of the wonderful chef we have on the show this morning, and that's Julian Lopez. He and his family, Peter, Melissa, his dad Peter, and Melissa. Yep. Julian has written a new cookbook that just came out a few months back called The New Cafe Beaujolais Cookbook, Recipes from the Iconic Mendocino Restaurant, with the foreword and select recipes written by Margaret Fox, the founder. And it's so nice to talk to Julian. Good morning, Julian. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, the two of you. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's our pleasure to have you on the show. This is what, I think, your 10th anniversary of ownership?
August 15th or 16th. It's been so long ago, but yeah, it's 10 years.
Congratulations.
August.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure it's flown by for you. And you were not born and raised in Sonoma, Mendocino. You came from another part of California. When was the first time you came to Mendocino?
So I actually drove through, and I have this story in my new cookbook. I drove through when I graduated from college in 2013, 2014. My father, who was infatuated with Mendocino since from a young age, told me to drive through on my way back down to Los Angeles, and I drove right through the town. I was recently had turned 21, and I had heard about this Anderson Valley, so I was more focused on getting to the wineries than actually participating in the old Victorian town. Little did I know that 5 years later I'd be, I'd end up here and kind of continue the legacy of Cafe Beaujolais.
Well, it's remarkable that a city guy like you, and I'm sure, being kind of insular like we are here in the country, big city chef type guys come in and they're going to show us how it's done. But that wasn't the family's approach at all. I think you really embraced the community. It sounded like they really have embraced you.
Yeah, I heard it from a number of my mentors. They said, don't go in like a bull in a china shop. So I spent a lot of time watching, listening. The restaurant, had been running already for 40 years, so there was a thing or two to learn from it, and from the people, the staff, the bones of the place, Margaret Fox herself. And I was able to kind of gracefully enter the Beaujolais family and history. And this is what brings us to today. And we've done a lot of great things up here at the restaurant. We've expanded to the Garden Brickery, which is what we call it, where we use the old Alan Scott wood oven that was built in the 80s by Chris Comp, and we're making pizzas out of it.
I love it.
And And then we also have the Waiting Room Coffee, which we opened up about 5 years ago. Mm. So there's just been so many fun things to bring to the town of Mendocino and bring to the customers of Beaujolais.
Well, I think that's one of the things I love about your book so much is you had such a nice mix of keeping some of the classics in your book that have, you know, that people have come to love and bringing the new. I found myself looking for the little icons up in the corners that that you have listed that this recipe is either classic Beaujolais or it's modern Beaujolais. And I just love that. I found myself flipping through going, ooh, which one is this?
It was very engaging, and it was a lovely idea, which I've never quite seen in a cookbook frame it that way.
Well, when I was approached by a great family friend that I had actually met in Mendocino, and she was a book like a publisher, and she came to me and said, we want to do a cookbook. And the first thing I said was, I'm not going to do it unless Margaret Fox is involved in some capacity.
Smart choice.
there's a number of restaurants in wine country, Sonoma and Mendocino, that have so much history, and it'd be a shame to kind of try to reinvent it only in my name. You know, so you know, honoring the legacy, honoring all the people that came before me was kind of the goal, and Margaret said yes.
Well, I love that you honor the past. But, of course, as a young chef, you want to move things forward. You want to put your identity. Things have changed in the last 45 years in culinary. Certainly back in the 70s and 80s, you would not see a Vietnamese-influenced dish on the menu. So you bring an Asian perspective to some of the food.
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough to travel a lot as a kid, and you know, as a young adult, and I found myself in Vietnam about 15 years ago, and kind of fell in love with the place. I've been back 5 times, and I've taken cooking classes, and worked with some of the people that own restaurants out there, and found that the flavor combinations that they use and I talk about this in the book, sweet, sour, spicy. Umami, the whole spectrum of the taste buds are used in Vietnamese cooking, and I have taken that to a number of the dishes on my menu at the restaurant currently and in the cookbook.
Well, it's interesting because you had a Vietnamese fried rice in the section on morning food, topped with an egg, which I thought was adorable. Mm-hmm. Then you had a Vietnamese shrimp salad with the mother sauce, using, you know, the boat, the red boat fish sauce. It's the one that's mm-hmm. in my cupboard. And then now this really, it took me a bit to get into this one. The Vietnamese
Is it the pizza?
Pizza.
I knew it. It's the pizza.
Yeah. How did that come about?
I love that.
New Yorkers were scratching their head when they were in line. You know, I told them this is a pizza restaurant, and they said, what the heck, where's the tomato sauce and the mozzarella cheese? But, you know, in California, we have the freedom to kind of do what we want. We have so much fresh produce, so many fresh herbs, and that pizza is kind of an expression of a combination of flavors and amazing dough that we make and the wood-fired oven. We use Liberty Duck duck on the pizza, and, it's interesting, right? But the people that order it are in love. Let's just say that.
Oh, I was in love just reading it. I mean, like, I wanted that Vietnamese pesto just to have around. I mean, it has 100 delicious ingredients that I was like, wow, it's fish sauce and ginger and rice vinegar and pepper flakes and spinach, basil, all that good stuff. And then, duck confit and pickled peppers.
It's wild.
I mean, my goodness.
It's wild. So that's a wonderful balancing act that I think you've really accomplished, and that's providing the traditionalists who have been coming to the restaurant for 45 years, for anniversaries, for graduations, with new people who are coming in and wanting to experience something a little different.
Yeah, that's been the goal, to honor the past and to move forward. And I think, you know, the cookbook that we have, I have loads of cookbooks in my house, and I read them all the time. And some of them are we call like a stretch recipe in the industry. They're a little bit difficult to make. You know, the casual cook is going to read it and say, oh, that's cool, but I'll never do it. So the cookbook was designed to invite home cooks to try and explore. You know, I tried to make things simpler. I tried to make things attainable. I tried to put stories behind it and describe what the cook is doing and what and when why you're doing it. So you know, there's so many recipes in there that honor the past, but also push forward. But I tried to do it in a simplicity with simplicity in mind.
Well, I like that you have a Chinese chicken salad that's always on the menu. Of course, Wolfgang Puck, you know, yep. from Chinua, started
that. That was a Margaret Fox recipe.
And Margaret Fox recipe. And I love the story about Julia Child coming up to the restaurant and trying the original recipe for black bean chili, then writing about it in the San Francisco Chronicle, and then Margaret was inundated with tourists and foodies.
The story behind that, and this is kind of a fun one, is that Margaret Fox found out that Julia Child was going to be visiting from the Bay Area, and she pulled out all the stops. She had all the specials on the menu. She had lamb and duck and foie gras, and she just brought it all out. She said, "Julia Child's coming. I'm gonna impress her." Julia Child sits down, and what does she order? She orders a black bean chili. The most simple recipe on the menu, and Margaret freaked out. She said, "Why is she ordering this black bean chili?" So Margaret, served her the chili, and Julia Child loved it, and she wrote about it, and they were making bucket loads.
I love it. Of all the classic Beaujolais recipes that you included, which one really speaks to you the most?
So the black bean chili would be the easy answer, I'd say. But I think that the Mendocino fish stew it encapsulates what Mendocino is, the produce and the seafood is all about. It's a recipe that the home cook will make and it will bring them back to the 80s and the 90s and how cooking was done back then.
Right.
And it's really, really interesting. It encapsulates what a diner would be eating at the restaurant back then. And then, you flip the page and you have my Cioppino recipe, which has a little bit more of a nouveau French flair. It's a San Francisco recipe, but I use a lot of French techniques. Those two recipes right there are what I want diners to experience when they try to cook at home and also when they come into the restaurant.
Oh, you also have your crab cake recipes. You're talking about seafood. So I have to ask you, John Ash and I, Emily's dad, attended the very first crab cake cook-off up in Mendocino. And John was a judge for that. And we had a chance to go a number of times. Did you ever enter your crab cake into the judging?
So I've entered it a couple times. There's some stiff competition there at the crab cake cook-off.
I bet.
There's a lot of crab eaters and a lot of crab cake on the menu. I've never won the gold.
Okay.
I'll say that, but I'm gonna continue to try.
Okay, let's put you on hold for just a moment. Julian Lopez is in the KS Ardo Kitchen via the magic of the telephone. He has written a beautiful book called The New Cafe Beaujolais Cookbook: Recipes from the Iconic Mendocino Restaurant. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO Kitchen.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at ksro.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. 5 stars, every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, special guest for the first part of the show, Chef Julian Lopez, who's co-owner with his dad, wife of the new Café Beaujolais. It's not called the new one, but it is Café Beaujolais. It's the name of the cookbook, the new Café Beaujolais cookbook. And Julian, you will be at Omnivore Books next week in San Francisco. Is that correct?
This upcoming Monday, I'll be there at 6 o'clock signing cookbooks and giving a little talk for an hour.
Fabulous.
Right there in Noe Valley. Yeah.
Emily, you found an entree you want to talk about.
There's a lot of great ones, but the one that really caught my eye that I'm like, man, I would order that in a heartbeat is the black cod with enchilada, beets, bok choy, and truffle Madeira sauce. That, am I right that it used to be a sturgeon dish and you changed it to black cod? Is this correct?
It did used to be a sturgeon dish. You know, coming into the restaurant as a 24-year-old from Los Angeles, I didn't realize how many regular customers would come to the restaurant and order these significant dishes that had been on the menu for years and years and years. And it was probably the most famous dish from the previous chef, Chris Kump, and it was on the menu. And I had wanted to kind of put my imprint on the menu and change it up, and it took years to get, gain the courage to do that.
Oh, I so, bet that would freak me out for sure.
It did, yeah. So I won customers over with the dish. I was able to implement the black cod, which is a local fish.
Yeah.
I was able to use my Italian cooking skills that I learned out in Italy to make house-made pasta with an agnolotti, stuffed with mushroom duxelle, the mushrooms from Mendocino. So I was able to bring in the new and satisfy the old.
I'm so glad to hear that. Actually, we have a black cod week here in Sonoma County. Restaurants feature black cod on the menu, and I'm glad you're doing it up in
it's a great week.
Sonoma, up in Mendocino. One of the side dishes, Emily, that shouted out to you.
Well, tell me about, this is a classic one, but potato goop? Can you tell us more?
So this is another thing when, people are going to read this cookbook and say, whoa, this is a blast from the past. This was a dish from Margaret Fox's original cookbook. It's called potato goop. It's fairly simple. It's basically a glorified mashed potatoes. But it's a dish that loads of customers come in and say, we make this every year for our Thanksgiving dinner. Families have built their celebrations around some of these recipes, and potato goop's one of them.
Wonderful.
In the dessert section, we are almost out of time, but this is a must don't miss section of the book. I really loved this because both you and Margaret contributed to that. Margaret's world famous coconut cream pie, which I
know you'd like.
Well, you knew Emily. This was a great one. Also her gingerbread recipe.
Yeah.
And then you talk about as a 13-year-old selling cheesecakes to friends, and so your lemon cheesecake recipes in there too, which is beautiful. Other recipes include the the panna cotta.
That's
your recipe too, and the blueberry crisp. And then we go back to Margaret for doing her famous Congo bars.
Yeah.
That she said, I did 500 trays of this, and I redid it, and I said, you know, this isn't that good. And she spent time re-engineering this classic dish from her tenure at Café Beaujolais. And then you mentioned the best vanilla ice cream recipe you've encountered. Tell us about that, Julian.
This is a recipe. When I showed up to the restaurant, there was bucket loads and bucket loads of recipe cards that they had written up over the last 40 years. And one of the recipes was for ice cream. And this ice cream uses a unique ingredient. It's called invert sugar. Mm-hmm. And it basically lowers the freezing point. So the ice cream is very cold in the freezer, but it's still soft. And the texture is amazing. We don't pull ice cream off of our dessert menu. We're kind of an ice cream shop. If you're a diner and you're able to stay, we have about 15 different flavors on the dessert menu still. So it's a fantastic recipe. And if you know, any of your home cooks out there like to make your ice cream at home, this is a don't miss.
You sold me on that. Kind of like an elevated. Kind of a soft serve frozen custard, which remains scoopable, which is great. And then I thank you for shouting out farmers and other producers, wineries, and of course Thanksgiving coffee, which was my first exposure to great coffee when I visited Mendocino years ago. You highlight some of the purveyors and people that you work with and greatly admire. So thank you for including that in the book.
Yeah, no problem. I'm so glad that you're able to talk about it and highlight what Mendocino has to offer.
Okay, check them out next Monday at Omnivore in San Francisco. Look for the book, The New Café Beaujolais Cookbook, Recipes from the Iconic Mendocino Restaurant. Forward and select recipes by founder Margaret Fox. Julian Lopez, the chef and co-owner of the Café Beaujolais. Thanks. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Julian.
Thank you.
You bet. Great. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you sometime heading up to Mendocino. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if anyone's noticed, but there's an awful lot of produce happening now and a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
And how do we preserve that? Well, we have a couple of women coming in to tell us how to do so after this.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Deep, deep discounts.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein, 636-8346, or visit sonomavein.com.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cloudy and cool overnight, we can look to fairly sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 70s. Later this evening, late developing clouds and pockets of fog should leave us with overnight lows in the mid 50s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to return to the mid 80s by as early as Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, and boy, did we score today.
Scored.
We have two of the Sonoma County Master Food Preservers in the KSRO kitchen this morning, Dominique Katara and Shannon McMath. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Hi. Dominique, I've known you in another life as one of the premier bakers in Sonoma County. And for years, we saw and enjoyed your pastries at the Sonoma County Original Farmers Market.
Yes, I was there for 14 years.
Yeah, and you stepped back, but you didn't really step back from being involved in food because you're gung-ho, ho-hog into the master food preservers world. Have you always done food preserving?
I did a little with my grandmother, who put up her tomatoes and jam and everything. And I started making my own stuff more, but then after I stopped the farmer's market, I didn't have a social life anymore, basically. And my sister told me about the Master Food Preserver program, and I'm like, oh. So I did that so I could have people to can with and kind of get dorky about canning.
I love that.
I think that's what you mentioned in an email, right? That you're a... canning.
Well, not that you said a total canning dork.
Total canning dork. I didn't want to say it almost.
But that's self-described.
It is.
Beautiful. And what about you, Shannon? Where did your canning preserving journey begin?
Well, actually, I never preserved anything for a very long time, most of my life. And then COVID hit. So I needed some COVID projects. Yeah. And I saw online someone made strawberry jam. Mm. And that's where it all started. And as I was Googling, how do you make strawberry jam? I came across UC Master Food Preservers and their training program. And so I did all of my training online.
My
6-month program was all in my own kitchen, you know, with nobody around. So that's how I really learned how to do it.
And is it still, can you, I'm sorry that I'm asking, but I don't know much about, this is the first I've heard of the Master Food Preserver program. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware that it was a whole program. Is it still, can you do it online still in 6 months? And is that about how long it takes or?
Yes, right now we do a training class locally
every
2 years, but there are, you know, every county pretty much in California has some aspect of it. And there are some completely online versions that can happen, but it's usually for us, it's more of a hybrid. Mm. There's some online learning and then all the labs are in person.
Got it.
So we work together to train some of our new people to can things and preserve things in different ways. So we know that they're learning properly and then they can share it with the community properly. So
it's just remarkable how visible and invisible you are in the community. You judged a lot of the preserves and canned goods at the Sonoma County Fair. Is that correct? Not maybe you personally, but
Yes, we did. Last year was the first year that we did the judging, and I think there was a shortage of judges, and I can't remember who reached out to who, but yes,
that
was just
that?
Kind of a natural fit. Yeah, we do the judging.
And so you do the preserving and the canning and how to dehydrate and ferment and freeze. And actually, what did you have the pressure gauge testing monthly at the UC Davis, the UC office here in Santa Rosa?
Yes, in the conference room up on the airport. And they're going to be at the Sebastopol Hardware Store this coming up Saturday.
Oh.
And doing it.
Is that Garrett's Hardware? No, Sebastopol Hardware.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right there on the... And people will just, what, they bring their... Tell me what that is exactly.
Well, every year before you start your canning,
yeah,
to can correctly, you have to maintain a certain pressure in your canner. And they have gauges on there, and your gauge should be checked and recalibrated if it needs to be.
Okay.
Every year you need to make sure that you're canning at the correct pressure. And our program can check the gauges for you. So you bring them in before you start your canning, and there's like it's like a little bicycle pump, and they put the pressure up and check it at three different pressures.
Yeah, and this is for technical pressure canners versus like water bath canning. So pressure canning you do for low acid foods like meats, vegetables, things like that.
Okay.
To where the more accessible is like water bath canning that you can do in just about any pot in your kitchen, and that's not going to have a dial or a gauge that needs to be tested.
Got it.
But you do still need to use approved recipes. That's something that's really important for us is to. To
because
make sure you're using
the sugar
recipes.
Acts as a natural preservative, doesn't it? And,
It does, as well as sometimes you have to add a little acid as well, some lemon juice or something like that. And if you're using the approved recipe, it's going to tell you exactly all the steps and what you need to add to it. If you start going willy-nilly and throwing things in, you're going to change the acidity.
pH.
It could make you sick. That's when botulism starts to grow in your canned products.
Got it.
So that's why we always want to make sure that you use an approved recipe. And also on the pressure canning, the Wilka Box Produce sale on September 11th. I don't know if any of you have gone to that, but you can buy huge boxes of vegetables and fruits, and we're going to be there testing the gauges there as well.
Is that in Petaluma?
It's on the north end of Petaluma, so at the Wilco there.
Oh, I know the Wilco store.
Yeah. So we'll be there as well, so people can bring their canners there to be tested.
Wow.
That sounds pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. This is the whole world. I mean, this is it really is impressive.
I tell you, I stumbled on this because I was at the original Certified Farmers Market a few weeks ago, and I saw Dominique at this booth, the preservers booth, and I thought, well, I haven't seen you since you closed up your bake shop here at the, and now she's transitioned to this, and we got to talking, and I signed up to be on their newsletter.
Right.
And people can sign up for the newsletter, can't they?
Yes.
How do they do that? Can they go online and do that?
You can go online and do it, and it's mfp.ucanr.edu.
Could they make it any more difficult?
Yeah. It's a pretty long URL.
It is. And you also, though, have a Facebook page and things that has all kinds of recipes for all of that, which I have found totally fascinating and made me like, okay, now I'm ready now.
How easy is that to use, Shannon?
The Facebook page, super easy to get to. If you just want to, when you're on Facebook, just search for UC Master Food Preservers of Sonoma County, and it'll pop up. And we have someone who populates that with many recipes weekly, you know, 2-3 times a week. She's putting stuff up there. Any special events that come up, we throw it up there as well. For our newsletter, if you go, again, if you just Google UC Master Food Preservers of Sonoma County, you'll get to our website. The very first page has a link on there to sign up for our newsletter. And that's where you'll find out for all our classes, all the events we're going to be at.
And I have to say, just looking at the Facebook page, I was like, huh, I had never heard of preserving avocado by freezing it. I was like, blew my mind this morning. And, pickled corn relish, and you had like a fruit leather. And it's really pretty. It's exciting. There's a lot of stuff on there.
It's a whole new world.
It really is. I got to say, for me, it really is.
Good. Shannon McGrath. Now, you know, it's funny because my principal in sixth grade was, her name was Virginia McMath. Was that your great-grandmother or something?
I have no idea. Okay.
I have not seen the name McMath since 19... Well, I don't want to tell you how long ago it was.
A while ago. I will tell you, Ginger Rogers was named Virginia McMath. So,
what?
Yeah, that was her
So just claim her as family.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon is joining us, and also Dominique Cartara from the Sonoma County Master Food Preservers. We'll be back, and we have to dive into some of this exquisite food that you brought in this morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb.
Transform your home with Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors from DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ's is a Milgard certified dealer, so your choices are wide open when it comes to selecting beautifully designed Milgard windows and patio doors. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Online at djsglass.com. djsglass.com. Service when you need it.
Look at that oak tree. Strong, healthy, magnificent. Imagine the beautiful root system.
Mr. Rooter really loves roots. Tree roots.
Beautiful.
Grapevine roots.
Absolutely.
Roots in sewer lines?
Eh, not so much.
Find out if roots are the cause of a backup, slow drains, or sewer problems. The pros at Mr. Rooter Plumbing are here to help.
Mr. Rooter is the women-owned, locally-rooted plumbing company that Sonoma County homeowners trust for drain cleaning, sewer repair, water heater repair, and more. Get started at MrRooter.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
My wife and I just bought our first house and decided to remodel the kitchen. After poor customer service at big box stores, we turned to Stan at Cabinets 101. He patiently walked us through the kitchen layout, cabinet options, appliance considerations, and countertop material. For a custom kitchen with old school hands-on customer service, Stan at Cabinets 101 is the only way to go. Our kitchen is now the envy of the neighborhood.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
I don't know about you, Emily, but I don't know whether I've ever seen a more beautiful, varied plate of food in this studio in 38 years.
I mean, it's a special plate. It really is like a mezze platter almost with like things I've never seen before.
Things I've never seen before. So why don't we have Dominique and Shannon go around, and while I point to something, you tell me what it is. I think I know what this is. Is this pineapple?
That is pineapple. That's dehydrated pineapple. Mm-hmm. I threw it in the dehydrator yesterday afternoon because I knew I was coming here, and thought, well, this would be perfect. It's super sweet, tastes a lot like candy. No sugar involved. It's only pineapple.
It really is like candy. Yeah, it really is. For
sure. What's this?
And there you have some dehydrated watermelon.
So it is a lot of gorgeous, people, the color.
A lot of people refer to it as watermelon jerky.
How in the world do you cut a slice of watermelon and get this texture?
It actually wasn't that thin. When I cut it, it was a little over a quarter inch thick. Mm-hmm. Once it dehydrates, it turns almost into as thin as a fruit leather might be.
How long does it take to do these fruit leathers?
Those ones I did overnight, so I probably started it probably about 6 o'clock last night and pulled it from the dehydrator.
Is this an electric dehydrator?
It is, about 9 o'clock this morning.
What temperature do you set this at?
For fruits, you do it at 135 degrees, mm-hmm. and you just have to keep checking it. You never know how long it's going to take. It's going to depend on the humidity in the room, all those different variables, how juicy that watermelon right. was. So you just keep checking it, keep it going until it's to the consistency you like. And then there's a whole process afterwards about making sure it's conditioned when you go to store it in your cupboard to make sure mold's not going to grow.
What's the story of this pickle chip?
That pickle, that is an award-winning pickle recipe.
Award-winning?
Yes, I won first place at the Sonoma County Fair with that pickle.
Oh, man, that is great.
Yeah, and that one is a low-heat pasteurized pickle.
Mm. Ooh. So. Isn't that a great pickle?
That's a good pickle. Although I have to say my mouth is now full of pickle because I couldn't not try all these things. I'm thinking about my kids and all the years that they had fruit leathers and pouches and all those kinds of things. And they didn't always taste that great. And I was kind of surprised that they would actually eat it. But these, the watermelon and the pineapple are like, why did we ever add anything to it? It doesn't need
exactly.
anything.
It doesn't need anything. Yeah,
delicious. Yeah,
super awesome.
Sorry, I cut off pickle talk.
That's right. Is this a jam that's also on the plate?
That one is called a chocolate cherry preserve.
Oh, chocolate cherry.
Yeah, so that's one of the few canning recipes that you can use chocolate in, cocoa powder in.
Wow.
And it is an approved recipe, so that's why we're allowed to do that one.
Yeah. Oh my! Why have I not tried this? But I mean, this is like. That's a revelation.
It's really good on ice cream and things like that.
Mm. Who baked this bread?
And then you're holding up sourdough bread there. That is also considered a preserved food because we're fermenting that starter to make a sourdough. And I just baked that this morning. I cold proofed it overnight, popped it in the oven this morning.
You've been busy.
Yes. Dominique said, hey, come help me with this. And I said, okay.
I'm so glad you came today. Dominique, why don't you lead us through this next plate?
Okay. I've got some pickles too, but I have a refrigerator asparagus pickle because we have asparagus that just keeps on coming.
Wow.
And I fermented some pickles.
Oh, man, that is sensational.
And so that's a spare of a fermented pickle there. So it's all different kinds of pickling. And then you've got a corn fritter. I grew a ton of corn because I wanted to can it. So I have this, I canned this corn last year, and you can make all kinds of things with it. Like in the winter, a corn fritter is really nice because it tastes like summer. And then the light pink, that's rose petal jelly, and that one the best to show at the fair.
I mean, can we pause there for a moment? Because that is also like this chocolate cherry and this rose petal. I mean, I'm kind of blown away. It's really delicious and unique.
Mm. And I brought the cheese.
Isn't that amazing?
Wait a second.
I know. I told you. We got to pause there.
my body is leaving. My soul is leaving my body. It's going to a higher plane.
I agree.
As I'm tasting this rose petal jelly. Yeah. I've never had anything like this.
Me neither.
It's just with roses and some lemon juice and pectin and sugar.
Mm. And what's next to it?
That's a tomato preserve because I had so many tomatoes. I had green ones and ripe ones and yellow ones. And that's good on a charcuterie plate with cheese.
And really unique. It's like sweet, but has that tomato. I mean, that again, just so unique.
Yeah,
I don't know whether I can go back to a pickle after eating that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our two preservers from the Sonoma County Master Food Preservers, Shannon McMath and Dominique Cotara. I'm Steve Gardner along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO Delicious Kitchen.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at SonomaCutlery.com.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at SonomaMediaGroup.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
Before we talk about upcoming events from the Sonoma County Master Food Preservers, Dominique, would you talk about your pickle?
Okay, Steve. My pickle is a fermented pickle, and I fermented it for 2 weeks in a quart jar. And I usually do big crocks, but I just have one cucumber plant, so you could do it in small quantities in just like a quart jar with weight. And you make a brine, and you mix your spices, and you put it in there, and you leave it in the dark, covered. As long as it's under the brine, everything is going to be fine.
It's sensational.
I'm like, am I on another plane? Because everything tastes like better than ever. It's so good. It's all just so tasty. Yep.
And these are what, regular Kirby cucumbers, or do you have a special cucumber you use?
I believe it's a Kirby cucumber. It's a little volunteer cucumber plant.
Volunteer. You didn't even have to. Things just come to
it
her.
Just, yeah.
That's remarkable. And these different breads and these beautiful cheeses that you brought in also.
Yes, I went to the farmer's market, and I got my cheeses there to go with the jams. And I got a Saint-Étienne, I think it's Ada.
Mm-hmm.
And those are goat cheeses, and they're really yummy.
They're the best. They're so good.
Do you know these cheeses?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I know them well. Yeah.
And I went to Pacheco, and I got that. I can't really, it starts with a B, but it's a semi-soft cheese. It's hard. It's really tasty.
Beautiful. Shannon, what are the upcoming classes and events we should know about?
Some of the upcoming things. I already mentioned that we're going to be at the Wilco Produce Box Sale, testing the pressure canners. We do have annually a Gifts from the Kitchen event every November, and it's a class that people can sign up for. That's one of our fundraising classes. So when the money comes in for those classes, we're able to go out to the community and share Master Food Preservers with the community free of cost based on these paid for classes. Our upcoming Gifts from the Kitchen is going to be mocktails and appetizers.
Whoa,
so kind of a holiday take on some things that are using preserved foods. So that could be really exciting. That's going to be November 13th and 14th. And then we also have a training class. If anyone's interested in becoming a Master Food Preserver, we're going to start taking applications this fall, and then the class starts next February. So that's going to be probably February through May is about how long that class takes to do, and it's hands-on lab training as well as book training and some other online stuff that We'll get some more master food preservers. Probably we usually open up to about 14 people every time we do it.
So fun!
I'm going to devote the last years of my life to learning about preserving, because I had no idea this. I had a somewhat idea this world existed, but not into this depth of the purity of the flavors that we're tasting today and the textures.
I agree.
Like anything.
Yeah.
So give us the cumbersome website again. I wish it was just Sonoma County Master Food Preservers.com or something like that.
Yes. Because we're under the UC umbrella, it's like you first have to get to the UC part of the website and then
so
get to
tell us, go through. So we're on Google. What do we do?
Okay. The easiest way is to type in UC Master Food Preservers of Sonoma County.
Google it. Click.
It's really not too hard.
It's probably going to be hopefully, fingers crossed, the first one that pops up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be definitely on that first page. Some of the other counties might pop up, but look for the Sonoma County one, and that'll
So UC Master
Food Preservers.
MasterFoodPreservers.com.
No.
That's what you want it to be.
Yeah. Sonoma County. There's many ways to get to it, but the easiest way is just to Google UC Master Food Preservers.
Oh, UC Master Food Preservers.
Of Sonoma County.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
And that'll help you find it the fastest.
And that'll take us eventually to the Sonoma County.
Yeah, I looked at the URL this morning, and it's gotten even longer since they changed some website stuff. So I wasn't even going to try to write it out for you.
So if any of you UC folks are listening, we'd like a shorter.
Well, we should certainly say, Emily, that it's worth it.
I mean,
it's certainly worth it to go through and explore what you're offering, because this is great.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, go on the Facebook page. That's also really easy to find. If you just search on there for the UC Master Food Preservers. You will get to their page and see all these great recipes and photos and some really fun stuff on there.
So this is on Facebook?
Yep.
So that might be maybe even as easy as
That's pretty easy, too. And our website link should be on
it
that
is.
Facebook page,
It
too,
sure is.
So.
Yep.
And we're going to be at the farmers markets through October, just once a month, but we're going to be there.
So you'll be at the original certified farmers market on August 29th.
Yes.
So that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, I'm going to be in Sebastopol.
On their farmers market.
Mm-hmm. In September, on the 25th, we're going to be in Healdsburg.
Will this be on your Facebook page, too? Will you be saying where you're going to be?
Yes. Dominique's looking at me. I'm like,
will
put it on there.
And will you have your pickles in some of these items that we tried today? Will you have these available?
We bring things for show and tell, but we can't really do samples at the farmer's market.
Right. Okay,
but we're there if people don't want to do everything online. They can come and talk to us and find out more from a human being, too. But so we're going to be August, September, and October, and then by then people are going to be getting ready for the holidays.
Okay.
It's going to be rainy.
But I know you do have a sign-up list at the table, correct?
We do. We have a sign-up list, and we have recipes also.
Right.
And stickers.
Stickers!
And lots of information.
Yeah. Oh, it's just great. I'm so glad that you both were able to come in today.
Thank you.
This is a whole new world.
It really is. I'm a little blown away. Yeah.
And you've been around the block a few times.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Well, I mean, you know, your dad was Chef John Ash, and you grew up with fine food always around you. But this is a different type of fine food. It's prepared, but it's not prepared. It's time. It takes a little time to do.
Yeah.
But look at the results.
And the flavors are, again, there's three or four that I'm like none I've ever tried. It's really fascinating and interesting. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I just need to sit and meditate for just a few seconds.
I know. And that's the other thing, is it puts you in a trance. We're now in the,
Well, this isn't fast food.
No.
It's not quickly consumable. Every flavor, really, you need to contemplate and think about it. And that's the nourishing part of this food, is because you eat it slowly, you really feel nourished eating it.
Well, and that's one thing I like about it. Some of the pressure canning, I've pressure canned soups a lot of times at the store. You don't know everything that's in that can. You might start off saying chicken and carrots, but by the end of that list, you're into things you can't pronounce.
Right.
So if I'm able to do this at home, I know everything that's in there.
Thank you, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Dominique, thank you. It's wonderful to see you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. Our
pleasure.
We want people to know that we're here as a resource.
Sonoma County Master Food Preservers. Remember it. Emily, we'll see you next week.
See you then.
Thanks, everybody. Stick around. More good listening. Thanks for listening to the Good Food Hour, and hope you'll join us for Garden Talk from 9 to 11 next Saturday. I'm Steve Garner. Have a great week.
County's News Talk, K245DJ Petaluma, K2.